It's Wayne Mauser, local news.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Sheriff's officials in Dodge County say a driver injured in a collision between an SUV and semi-tractor trailer on August 21st has died. The crash happened at the intersection of County Highway A and County Highway W. 68-year-old Tony Thompson of Cable, Wisconsin, was driving the SUV that failed to yield the right-of-way from the stop sign and struck the semi. She and two juvenile passengers in her car were taken to Marshfield Medical Center in Beaver Dam. The driver of the truck, 71-year-old William Lohmeyer of Milton, was assessed by EMS at the scene and released. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's officials say a scammer is using the name of one of their captains to try and cheat residents out of their money. The scammer claims to be Captain Chris Randall of the Sheriff's Office. They tell the potential victim it regards an urgent legal matter and threaten the victim with an arrest warrant. Scammers also provide a fraudulent phone number for victims to contact and provide a form of payment to avoid arrest. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Department does have a Chris Randall. He's their captain of operations. The Sheriff's Office would never request a payment via telephone and urge any residents who have been contacted by this scammer to block the number and contact the Sheriff's Office non-emergency line at 920-929-3390. Stephen Avery and Brendan Dassey are applying to the governor's commutation advisory board. Both were convicted separately in the 2005 murder of Teresa Hallback at the Avery property in Manitowoc County. According to online court records, Avery submitted an application on Thursday to Manitowoc County where a judge would have to sign off on it before it goes to the state commutations board. Brendan Dassey was a teenager at the time of his conviction. His application for a juvenile commutation was submitted to a judge earlier this month who offered no opinion but forwarded it to the state. The governor's commutation board meets again next week after hearing 12 cases last month. A Kokata middle school teacher pleaded not guilty to allegedly sending sexually explicit texts with a person he believed was a 15-year-old girl, but actually was an undercover officer. 43-year-old Ty Mackey faces one misdemeanor count of attempting to expose a child to harmful descriptions. No trial date was set. He returns to court October 7th for a pretrial conference, according to court records. According to the criminal complaint, Mackey exchanged messages on Kick with a person identified as a 15-year-old girl but was actually an undercover Wausau police officer. Hundreds of lines of text from multiple days are quoted in the criminal complaint. There are no allegations Mackey had any physical contact with anyone, including students in the Kokana School District. Wisconsin State Patrol pilots will be keeping an eye out for traffic violations from the air this weekend. Today, they will be targeting State Highway 57 in Door County and U.S. Highway 53 in Washburn County. Tomorrow, they'll patrol the skies above I-39, 9094 in Columbia County and U.S. Highway 10 in Waupaca County. And Sunday, they return to State Highway 57 in Door County. Aerial enforcement is one way to enhance public safety efforts. From the air, it's much easier to spot drivers who are speeding or driving aggressively. When a pilot observes a violation, they communicate with ground-based units to initiate a traffic stop. City officials in Ripon will host their third annual Touch a Truck event tomorrow morning at Barlow Park from 9 until 11:30. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
Ripon Police Officer Lindsay Michaels says it evolved from Ripon's National Night Out celebration, but is still a community-building event separate from that celebration.
Just something different for the community, but still for us as the police officers and as law enforcement, building those positive relationships and with our community. And that's really what National Night Out is. That's what Touch a Truck is getting kids and families out to the parks and to enjoy this event, but also to build those positive relationships with them.
Flight for Life is also scheduled to make a landing. There'll be snow cones, cookies and water, and kids' activities. Parks and Recreation Director Ashton Zien says kids can collect stamps in a special passport. And if they figure out what the letters spell, they'll be entered into a drawing for some nice prizes. The event is free. 16 different organizations will be participating in Touch a Truck. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The Oshkosh Area School District invites families, staff, and community members to celebrate a major milestone at Carl Traeger Elementary School next Wednesday. The event highlights the completion of a referendum-funded building addition and a brand-new, fully inclusive playground. The ribbon-cutting ceremony will begin at 4:15. Following the brief ceremony, attendees are invited to explore the playground and tour the new wing, which will remain open for self-guided tours until 5:15. The addition expands the school's overall capacity to serve up to 600 students in grades K through 5 and features 4 kindergarten classrooms. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. As the nation pauses today to remember the 9/11 attacks, one Wisconsin community is launching a $4 million project aimed at making sure people never forget that fateful day a quarter of a century ago. The Wisconsin 9/11 Memorial and Education Center chose the 25th anniversary of the September 11th attacks to launch a capital campaign to build a permanent indoor education center in Kewaskum. Organizers say visitors will learn about the nearly 3,000 people killed in the attacks, including the 18 victims with ties to Wisconsin. The memorial will highlight the first responders, military personnel, and ordinary Americans who answered an extraordinary moment with courage and sacrifice. Kewaskum High School graduate Andrea Haberman was killed in the North Tower on 9/11. Haberman was in New York on her first business trip. Kewaskum's current outdoor exhibit includes a beam of steel recovered from the tower where Haberman was killed in the World Trade Center. Organizers say the campaign comes at a critical moment as an entire generation of Americans has now grown up with little or no personal memory of September 11th. A new lawsuit could force Wisconsin courts to decide whether the state constitution protects a right to abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is challenging the 24-hour waiting period and a law that prevents advanced practice clinicians from providing abortion care. The group says the restrictions create unnecessary government interference. Wisconsin Right to Life argues the lawsuit goes beyond protecting private medical decisions. Wisconsin is joining other states in asking the federal government to step up efforts against robocalls, which officials say are costing Americans billions of dollars. The coalition wants the FCC to require phone companies to verify and regularly monitor the businesses that help route calls across the country. It's also calling for stronger protections against fake caller ID numbers and penalties for providers that let illegal calls through. Stephen Avery and Brendan Dassey are going directly to Governor Evers in hopes of reducing their time behind bars. Court records show Avery and Dassey are both applying to the governor's commutation advisory board. Both were convicted separately in the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County. Avery submitted an application yesterday in Manitowoc County. A judge would have to sign off on it before it goes to the state commutations board. Dassey, who was a teenager at the time of his conviction, submitted his application for a juvenile commutation earlier this month. The judge forwarded it to the state. Avery and Dassey are both serving life terms for the murder of the young photographer. A school teacher in Verona is facing charges accused of having sexual contact with an underage student. Police say Holland Nelson was charged with sexual assault this week following an investigation into a reported sexual relationship with a 17-year-old student in 2019. Officers began investigating after hearing the student had a, quote, affair with their middle school band teacher, having reconnected with the educator through Snapchat. The 34-year-old faces up to 6 years in prison if convicted. Flags are flying at half staff around our state today in honor of the tragic events that happened on this date exactly a quarter of a century ago. Wisconsin is marking the 25th anniversary of 9/11 through statewide memorial events and community volunteer efforts. Governor Tony Evers declared September 11th a day of service and remembrance, encouraging people to perform acts of kindness and volunteer in their local communities. The annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau Field will take place tomorrow. The yearly event brings thousands together to honor the firefighters who made the ultimate sacrifice that day. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Badger football tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their home schedule with a night game tomorrow against Western Illinois. Game time 6:15. Head coach Luke Fickell on facing an uncommon opponent like the Western Illinois Leathernecks.
You know, what do you look for in a week like this? And, you know, with a different opponent, like, we look for the same things. We look for the guys that prepare in a very similar way. We look for guys that take everything as serious as it was last week. That'll tell us a lot about the discipline and maturity of our team. And that's also a part of us growing up too.
And NFL, the Packers play the Vikings, and their new quarterback, Kyler Murray, linebacker Zaire Franklin, will be playing his first game for Green Bay. Talked about what he sees on tape of Murray.
Obviously, dynamic playmaker at every level of ball that he's played. You know, can make the big throw down the field on the sidelines. He's also extremely explosive with his legs, too. So, obviously, you know, he's the starting quarterback there for a reason.
Baseball, Brewers opening a three-game series tonight in Milwaukee against the Reds. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the low to mid 60s for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Local news, local sports, and local people you know. Your hometown station, 93.1 and AM 1600, The Wave.